From scratch.
This week on From Scratch, we're looking at reflections. Not the ones we see in the mirror every day, but reflections on our working week and the work we do. Nigel, I think it's probably fair to say that most people feel they don't have enough time to reflect properly on what they do. Would you say that is so? And what should we do about it if we don't have enough time?
I think that's a great question, Martin. And it's one that I'm asked constantly. Usually when I nudge people and say, you know, you just got to build some time to think about this stuff. And then I get a barrage back saying, do you realize how many hours I worked last week? Where on earth am I going to find time to sit and think? It's all very well. Sounds great. I buy into it. But Martin, my life isn't like that. Or Nigel, my life isn't like that. And that has led me to kind of think it through a bit more deeply than just find some time. And I've got a kind of three or four conclusions. The first one is that often some really productive time can be found in 5 minutes. You don't have to allocate an hour and a half in your diary. That 5 minutes can be walking away from the desk, walking up and down three flights of stairs, going to have a cup of coffee somewhere, going out of the building and have a cup of coffee in the Starbucks around the corner on your own with a notepad. So it really isn't about finding lots of time. The second observation is that you've got to write things down, and often people spend weeks with things churning around their head and they never write anything down. If you've got a notepad or an iPad, just write down some things that strike you, some difficulties or issues, and then in your 5 minutes you just review those. And even if you do nothing as a result, the fact that you've processed that information helps you make way better decisions. And the third thing is that you can make time. You know, one of my little obsessions is what I call my walk and talks. Whereas if you go out with someone and just walk, you know, you walk in the street, you don't have to go anywhere where particularly pleasant. 10 minutes out, 10 minutes back, or 5 minutes out, 5 minutes back, one does the talking going one way, the other does the talking coming back. That sometimes if you're with someone and you want to talk about something, oh, I haven't got time, I've got to make an appointment. If you say, just come for a walk with me, have you got 10 minutes? And just get out of the environment and just walk. You listen while they're talking, they listen while you're talking. Can have an amazing impact if you do that regularly. So I guess my conclusions are there is no excuse for not reflecting, and there are plenty of little corners and nooks and crannies in a week where you can spend the time if you gear up to it. If you don't, then obviously you can't do it. You're fully occupied 7 days a week. And I think it's really, really important.
Okay, so you're giving us a good kind of view of how to reflect, and there's some strategies in that. So just finally, why is it important to reflect?
Well, from all sorts of levels, just the brain, you know, the brain requires time to engage quietly with information in order to make intelligent decisions. So that if you're working hell for leather on a project or developing a strategy, the simple process of thinking about what you're doing for 5 minutes can transform A, your engagement, and B, the quality of your action, because you've had a little bit of thought put into it. Unfortunately, people often shoot from the hip, because that's the way we're trained to operate in this environment. And that's not always a good thing. Sometimes that's very useful, but not always a good thing.
So thanks, Nigel, for those thoughts on reflection and how and why it matters. I suspect we're going to have another session on reading, because that's a bugbear of mine and finding time to read. But thanks very much for your thoughts this week.
Thanks a lot, Martin. It's a great pleasure to talk to you, as you know.
From scratch.